An annual gathering called Burgers at Bailey draws UALR students, faculty, and administrators in a communal picnic to kick off the school year. This year's event came after news that total enrollment at the university is up by 1.2% at just over 11,800 students. That includes a 19% increase in the number of incoming freshmen. Taking a break from munching on a burger, Provost Zulma Toro describes the positive numbers as no coincidence.
We have been working diligently at establishing new programs, new approaches. We have been learning from students and parents what their needs are, and then we're responding.
Toro says involving faculty in housing programs has helped lead to the enrollment gains, as well as a strengthened advising policy.
We are having more of an intrusive advising process, a process that works with the students and to facilitate students understanding the different options they have in terms of a degree.
Increased enrollment comes after recent plans for fiscal belt tightening. The university enacted $2.4 million in budget cuts this year. Contributing to that was a previous enrollment drop for three successive years, which led to a tuition revenue loss of $3.1 million last fiscal year alone. UALR Chancellor Joel Anderson says the decline reflected a trend around the country, in part, he says, due to policy changes on the federal level.
In Washington, there were changes in federal financial aid programs.
Requirements for federal financial aid grew stricter, and available Pell Grant money was reduced by nearly $6 billion in 2011. Anderson says an improving economy also gave more options to students looking for a new path.
Either leaving school or reducing the number of hours of classes in which they were enrolled in the colleges and universities to take employment.
But Anderson, whose announcement to retire next year coincides with the positive enrollment figures, says the school's recruiters deserve praise.
They do a good job getting out to schools and events in Arkansas. They also make visits to some of the surrounding states. So I think that their activities have become much smarter and much more effective.
Back at the picnic, head of recruiting, Vice Chancellor Dean Kaler, says his team has had to adapt.
Gone are the days where we just visit a high school and then expect the student to come. It's a much more competitive environment, and so we've got software applications that help us communicate with the students and help them maintain a relationship with us throughout the entire recruitment cycle.
UALR has long wrestled with its identity as a campus for both traditional and non-traditional students. Kaler says his team of recruiters tried to promote the campus as a, quote, destination location at the center of a city filled with amenities. That's something 19-year-old incoming freshman Jalen Carter notices. He came from the small Delta town of Crossett in southeast Arkansas.
And I was just trying to, like, move up, see some new things, meet some new people, just get a better experience in life.
The nursing student sees life in a larger community as potentially freeing. UALR hopes the increased enrollment of new students will accompany better retention of existing students, providing them with employable educations and enough tuition revenue so as to avoid further budget cuts. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.